This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.
Some pretty exciting news coming our way with Queensland expected to trial home quarantine for people returning from interstate COVID-19 hotspots. That's
hallelujah.
Huge.
Hallelujah.
Why were we doing this all along?
Yeah, I suppose good question. But anyway, no time like the present to get on with something. And I guess it's a trial at the moment. So, working out what works and making sure it's safe, I guess, before expanding it. And it is fairly strict. So you've got to come by air and kind of go straight to your home, 14 days quarantine, got to be vaccinated double and 2 weeks post that, because that's when you got your full protection. People in the household also have to have had their first dose before the person comes back, and there's a bunch of testing requirements along the way for both the person.
Can I just clarify there, Dr. J? Did you say it was only by air only? So you can't come up through the border by road and then quarantine? Is that not doable?
That's right. Yeah, no, they're saying it's just for this trial, it's just by air that you've got to come in, so through Brisbane Airport. And you can only stay in southeast Queensland pretty much, so including Sunshine, Gold Coast, Ipswich.
Yep.
So just for that trial period, that's what they're looking at.
And also picking up what you put down there, you have to have one shot at least.
So the people coming from down south will need to have two shots and be 2 weeks after their second dose.
Oh.
The people, the household, have to have had at least one dose.
Okay, very good. Well, that's a pretty good reason to come and get vaccinated.
Yeah, it is.
It is,
And Queensland continues to shine. Zero cases in the last 24 hours. Anastasia Palaszczuk told us yesterday. But Queensland continues to, deal with this pretty well.
Yeah, we've done well, zero cases, and I think it was about 12,000 tests yesterday. So people we kind of had dropped the day before, but people are back out there getting themselves tested. So making sure that we know all the cases that are there, like we said yesterday. So I think we're on the right track again. I think it's just getting through these next few months to get those vaccination rates up.
We'll have to throw that buzzword out there again. We dodged the bullet.
Yeah, that's it.
The Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, she's done a pretty good job, I think, throughout this whole pandemic. Crispin Hajkovic. He's the incoming CHO. How do you think he's going to go? It's a huge job to be walking into.
It is, isn't it? And, I think he's going to be great. We've had a bit to do with Dr. Crispin over the years in our sector. He's been very helpful with even before the pandemic, but during the pandemic to kind of help us with education and, kind of helping some decision-making. So he's very personable, very, very knowledgeable, and I think we'll really be able to consider all of what needs to happen for Queensland. So, I think it's great. As you say, Jeanette Young's been amazing. She's handled things really well been a great face and encouragement for us all to know what's going on and what to do. So, but I think big shoes to fill, but I think Crispin will do really well.
Yeah, I picked up something Dr. Jeanette Young said the other day in the press, is saying that she relies on him heavily for a lot of the advice. He's an expert in these in these areas.
Yeah, that's right. Which it's interesting, isn't it? Because I guess you see the face of people talking and what goes on behind the scenes, which you'd hope is the case. Is there's a lot of people providing that advice, and it's a really considered decision.
Mm. Yeah, Dr. J, there was a big COVID planning workshop last week down there in Brisbane City. That's where I met you, actually. But, there was a planning workshop there and a lot of talk around early intervention and prevention and preparing Aboriginal communities for Delta that is coming. What can communities do to sort of prepare themselves? I'm thinking about your Sherbergs, your Yarrabahs, these sort of communities that are pretty close to sort of big centres and, can be could be really impacted if it does.
And I'll jump in there, Danny, as well, because, we've got a lot of, we've got a lot of mob who don't like being told what to do.
Yep.
And that could be the hesitancy. It's just, stop telling me what to do. Stop mission managing me.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah.
Look, I think it's probably really important for communities to come together and kind of work out the the various people involved in organisations and kind of sit around and kind of nut out what things might look like, what they need to kind of be on top of, which is, you know, how people going to be able to, if a case comes to the community, you know, what's that going to look like? And so you think through how do you support the people, the families involved, and to know sort of what to do in terms of isolation, quarantine, how's that kind of medically going to be looked after, and sort of make sure you're working with the local hospitals and GPs. That'll look a bit different for each community, and other, you know, community organisations and the councils and things that are kind of, I guess, everyone knowing what their resources are to kind of pull together and help each other out. And, you know, just having some of those basic supplies available for a household, and knowing that knowledge around, okay, how are we going to ramp up testing if we need to, and do people know what the tests are for and why we do them and why we would do them when you've not got any symptoms. And then, of course, the big one really is that the biggest preparation, I think, is the vaccination, because that's really going to protect especially those who are older and more vulnerable from bad sickness and death, really. Yeah. And everyone can protect, you know, there is it does protect from transmission, so I think even young people can be involved in that.
All right. Well, before we wrap it up, Dr. Jonathan, anything final for today?
No, I think we just keep on that track of getting tested if you've got symptoms and, you know, enjoying this beautiful weather.
That's it. And we know the heat is certainly on our side as well when it comes to COVID. Mm. Thank you so much, Dr. Jonathan. Let's hope we continue like Neo in the Matrix and we keep dodging those bullets.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.